Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. It's time for some therapy talk with Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who's a psychologist and parent coach with over a decade of experience helping children, teens, and parents empower themselves in positive ways. And now she's going to get to suffer and enjoy the pleasures and ups and downs of being a mom herself. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Jennifer.
Thank you for having me and for scaring the bejesus out of me.
Well, you've been on this radio show long enough to know what you're facing. So let's first have a quick health and welfare update on your baby girl and you.
Oh, my goodness. We are doing so good this week. We definitely had a challenging week last week, but this week has been, knock wood, smooth sailing so far. She's bopping around in there, doing her kickboxing as usual, but I think my ribs are getting a little bit more durable.
Good. And due date is still?
May 9th. So we've got 6 weeks left. Good Lord.
Wow. I can't believe it. Okay. So given that you're in your third trimester and that sex is on your mind, you dirty woman, you, I don't understand. What's the problem with sexting?
Good Lord. I think every teenager would say the same thing. What's the problem with sexting?
So I put up a picture of myself in a nice compromised position. And I don't know. I'm a guy. I'm proud of it.
Oh, you know, so many of our teens are doing this, and they do not understand how dire, absolutely dire, and I don't use that word lightly, the consequences for themselves or for the other people who are participating in distributing it can be. And so this conversation is for the parents of any teenager. And really, actually, 11 years old and up is when this can start. You don't even have to have a teen. You can have a tween. To be aware of all of these things and know how to address this with your children is really important.
So cut to the chase and tell me what you've experienced and what you need, what we need our parents and listeners to know.
Okay, so first of all, you have to know what sexting is. And sexting is when you have a picture or an image, you know, something sexually suggestive, nude, etc., on yourself or online. And teenagers are doing that now as a way of flirting or as a way of demonstrating their commitment to their boyfriend or girlfriend in a relationship. A lot
demonstrating
of girls,
their commitment?
Yes. It's like if you really
That's
care
pathetic.
About me, if you really trust me, you'll send me a picture.
Wow.
Or I sent you one of me, now you need to reciprocate or else that means something bad about our relationship. There's a lot of pressure. Some girls use it as a way of sort of like auditioning for a date, possibly with an older guy. Here's a picture of me, so it'll entice their interest. There's so much pressure to send nude photos, but of course the classic double standard is the pressure to send it, but then once you send it, there's so much negative attention that you're going to get for sending it. Here's some statistics. 44% of boys, teen boys, have said that they've seen nude images of the girls in their school, usually more than one girl. 20% of teens say they've sent or posted nude pictures of themselves. 20%, it's one in five.
Wait, but is that broken down, boys and girls?
No, that's just teens. The first statistic was boys only.
Because I bet you of that 20%, I bet you 60% plus are girls.
Yeah, and boys are, you know, sending the same kinds of images of themselves, but it is more common for girls. And 20% of people who receive these kinds of images say they forward it to their friends. And, you know, I think sometimes teenagers may be thinking it'll be embarrassing if someone else sees this, but I don't think they really understand the major consequences for this kind of decision making. It goes so far beyond social embarrassment.
I can't resist. You know, your husband Jason sent me that pretty risque photo of you pregnant. Is that sexting?
So just for all the viewers to know, the one where I was fully clothed.
Oh, okay. I forgot that detail. Yes, you were. And you looked adorable.
Yes.
I just had to throw in that joke because I can't take these serious topics too seriously because I get depressed.
Oh, no. I do not want to bum you out. But look, these parents need to be educated about this or else they're going to find themselves really surprised. what's to come.
I completely agree. I am just being a little flip here. But I think the biggest part of all this is how enduring those images are. It's not like even having sex once with someone, you know, that's at least potentially private between you and that person. But you put an image out there, you can never take it back.
Absolutely. And a lot of these colleges are doing internet, you know, checks to see what kind of, what do they call it, your online fingerprint you have. And if these images are online, colleges are going to find them, prospective employers, coaches,
right.
All of these individuals now are using the internet to look at your digital fingerprints. And if they find these things online, you can really have some issues. But more than that, it's illegal to do this. And there are cases now of individuals being prosecuted, felony charges, for things
for,
that
for,
they
for
did
what?
As teenagers. Because if you take the picture and send it, you are distributing child pornography.
But what about
the
selfies?
If you have it in your phone, you're
selfies.
Possessing child pornography.
Wow. And so if you forward it, you're also distributing.
You're distributing child pornography. And there was actually an interview online that I looked at of a 19-year-old who now has to be a registered sex offender.
Holy.
So he can't go to college, he couldn't get a job, and he can't live in certain kinds of communities near a school, near a church, and he has to attend sex offender meetings weekly because when he was 19 years old, he distributed a picture of his girlfriend who, when they were both teenagers, they were both 16 at the time the picture was taken, but he sent it when he was 19. That was distributing child pornography.
So if he had actually done it when he was 16 or 17, he would have been a minor, and it wouldn't have been as damaging to himself.
And there's actually some cases, you can Google them, where they are pursuing legal action against teenagers, minors, for this kind of activity. It's inconsistent. Because the law hasn't caught up with the technology. But there are some cases of that. And unfortunately, there's two cases of girls who commit suicide.
I know, I've heard
13 and one was 18 because the bullying, they were called slut and hoe and, you know, they were harassed. And, you know, that's the double standard of the community, you know, the culture that we live in, is that these girls are pressured to do it. But then once they do it, they're ridiculed and put down for it. It's crazy. So there's a couple of things that I think parents should know about in order to be able to educate themselves and do the best to protect their family. One is it's really important to have conversations with your teens. If you're going to give them a phone, this kind of a phone, like an iPhone, you're giving them a technology.
You mean the kind of phone that you are going to get?
You're never going to let me live that. Yes, that's the kind. If you're going to give it to your child, you're giving them technology that they are not mature enough to handle appropriately, and you have to protect them. It's just like putting a seatbelt on if you're going to let them drive a car. You have to give them safety, so you have to have these conversations. You also should be doing some spot checks. So periodically checking their phones, checking their computers, you know, looking at the photos and things like that, just periodically doing it and make it known that you're going to do that. This doesn't have to be done in secret. This can be done as sort of a contract.
Oh, I agree with that.
A phone.
I think they have to understand that up to 18 until and if you feel comfortable, you have access to everything they do online. You're
yep.
paying for it. You want to have access to the computer, darling. Give me your passwords. Okay,
absolutely.
I have Facebook, everything. And the moment you find out that they're creating dummy accounts, then they don't get access anymore.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And you can have it in the contract what the consequences are of those kinds of violations, including sharing passwords with their friends. That can be a violation of the contract, and you can have a consequence for that. It's really important to share stories like these two girls who had commit suicide. Hope and Jessica Logan and Hope Witzel, sharing the news footage about their stories and talking about the long-term ramifications of these kinds of decisions is really important because teenagers are notorious for not thinking of long-term consequences. They're in the moment and they're thinking nothing bad can happen to them. And it's so important that they understand this. There's also a couple of online resources that are really fantastic. MTV has a site called athinline.org There's also a parent education site called wiredsafety.org, and you can actually reach out to them. They have like a cyber stalking and harassment team, and if you have a child who's had a picture distributed about them, you can contact their team and find out what kinds of legal actions you can take to protect your child. It's a really great resource.
Please repeat those real quickly, and we're almost out of time, and also at the same time, let my listeners know where you can be found.
Absolutely. WiredSafety.org. That's the parent resource one. AthinLine.org is the MTV site to educate teens. And there's one more. It's called ThatsNotCool.com. And it's geared for teenagers. And it actually has this section called Call Out Cards. And it gives you snappy comebacks to text back when people are harassing you that are totally in teen speak. So that was a good one.
Good homework. Thank you, Dr. Jennifer.
No problem. As far as where I am, theparentingplayground.com.
Say that again. Where do we find you?
Theparentingplayground.com.
And you will be posting immediate photos of your baby on May 10th, right?
Depends on what kind of condition I'm in.
Jason can take care of that. He can be as you're between the stirrups, he'll be taking all the video.
Good Lord, he'll be by my head. He's a little squeamish. I don't think he's going to want to cut the cord, too.
All right. Well, listen, I hope you continue to feel better. So grateful that you're with us. And I look forward to you joining us and helping us with drugs and drinking and our kids at Dad Chat tonight.
Absolutely.
All right. Adios. We'll be right back for some closing remarks after these short messages.